Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink. Do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
What's up, y'all? It's about time for another podcast with the crazy-ass Monstars on Monster US Radio, live podcast right here on Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can check us out and more things about us and the things we do, whether it's events or anything else, at themonstars.com. That's Monstars Radio. My bad. .com. I'm going to get it all screwed up. M-O-N-S-T-A-R-Z. Radio.com. You can find more stuff over there. Now, if you go look for us on Facebook, it's The Monstars on Facebook, and you'll find us. But you can link all that stuff over at MonstarsRadio.com. Now, I'm DJ E Monster. These are the ladies of the night. This is Jazzy B, and it's unbelievable. How y'all doing, ladies? What's good, Jazz? Can you hear me, Jazz? All right, maybe she used to be doing Miss Unbelievable first. I just try to go out of rotation, make it a little different. How are you doing, Miss Unbelievable?
Miss Unbelievable is enjoying the weekend, Friday night, fly night, fly Friday. What up? What up?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's mm-hmm. what's up. That's what's up. Mm-hmm. All right, let the people know who's the show brought to you by tonight. Who's bringing you the show for free?
I don't know about for free, but the Son of Me Speaks sponsors Monsters Radio. Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do. You know, we like to bring the inspiration to this place. You know what I'm saying? The live talk. You know, the podcast. Live. You know how we do it. Yes.
Right, right. Okay, also brought to you by Monster US Apparel and Elite Sway. Management will tell you more about these companies coming up here in a little bit, give y'all some links so y'all can get to it. So I got some hot music for y'all tonight. Matter of fact, I'm going to start out with some throwbacks. You dig? It's unbelievable because me as a DJ, you know, I DJ events. You've been there with me. You dig what? We did, festivals outside, inside, birthday parties, all kinds of things. You dig? But I know, notice that. Here in the Twin Cities, a lot of people, they love songs that they already know. You dig? They don't like trying to figure out the words, trying to figure where the beat's going. They like to party to songs they already know. Right, right. So that's how we're going to start out tonight. I'm going to do a couple throwbacks. So first, I got this one. I think it goes great for Friday night. Now, if you really, to me, when I go to events, y'all, I'll be on some bullshit. I'm not going to lie. I'll be full of the shits when I go with another DJ. I'll go up there and act like I'm not a DJ. Be like, can I request a song? And I'll request a song that just totally rocks the house and just throws him totally off balance. Here's one. If you go out this weekend, you can request. It's a throwback. Everybody going to know it, and they're going to start singing it with your ass. Check it out. And besides, it's a great pickup line. Excuse me, miss. Jay-Z and Pharrell. Friday Night Live.
To this one, you gotta
Monsters Radio.
We live.
What a rock.
You gotta pump a D on this one.
Hit us up. 563-999-3411. Plus one if you're monstrous. Yeah.
Yeah, but you better do it. What a rock.
Yeah. Can I get my grown man on for one second? I see some ladies tonight that should be hanging with Jay-Z. Jay-Z. Excuse me, miss.
tonight.
You already know what it's hitting for. My, I got whatever outside, and you know what I'm sitting on. 50-50 venture with them S-dots kicking off. Armadale popping now, only bringing some more. Only thing missing is the missus. You ain't even gotta do the dishes. Got two dishwashers, got one chef, one maid. All I need is a partner to play spades with the cards up. All trust. Who else you gonna run with? The truth is us. Only dudes moving units, M, Pimp, Juice, and us. It's the rockin' hair. Maybach outside, got rocks in air. PJs on the runway, Young got air. I don't land at an airport, I call it the clearport. Therefore, I don't wanna hear more back and forth about who's hotter. It's Young, holla.
Excuse me. You're so contagious.
I got my Gotcha 97 on right now.
Lady.
You gotta puff it to this one. Can't roll it up to this one, boy. Everybody's like, he's no item. Please don't like him. He don't wipe him. He one nights him. Now she don't like him. She never met him. Groupies try to take advantage of him. He won't let him. He don't need him. So he treats him like he treats him. Better them than me. She don't agree with him. She's mad at that. He's not having that. So those opposites attract like magnets. She sees more than the Benz wagon. The friends tagging along. The flashy bragging on the song. She gets a glimpse of Sean and she likes that. He too weighs her, so she writes back. Smiley faces after all of her phrases. Even she the one arm caught in the matrix. Well, let the fish burn. Red or green pill. You live and you learn. Come on. You gotta throw on your fine linen for this one. You might gotta go get you some Scooby Doos. You gotta throw on your Scooby Doos. Those are shoes, by the way. For the grown and sexy. Only for the grown and sexy.
Friday Night Live.
Love, let's go half on the sun. I know my past ain't won. You can easily get past, but that chapter is done. But I'm done reading for now. Remember space, face up, you could believe him for now. But my, you got it for real, for serious, bro. I'm about to give you all the keys and security codes. About to show you where the cheese, let you know I ain't playing. But before I jump out the window, what's your name?
Yeah, Jay-Z. Excuse me, miss. Friday Night Live. Getting y'all ready for the weekend. What y'all going to do? What's popping? Let us know. 563-999-3411. I'm going to open up the chat here in just a moment. You can also leave your comments on our Facebook page at The Monstars or Monster US Radio. You dig? So I'm back with Miss Unbelievable. Let's see, we got our Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat. She's got a new thing that she's got going on. She's gonna tell you about here in just a moment. We got a good little lineup for y'all tonight. I got some more throwbacks. I got some new music as well. So I, Miss Unbelievable, who we got in this Who's Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat, also known as the Gossip Lifestyle.
Okay, you know, this is going to be a very light day today because, you know, it's a little burr outside. So we got rapper Pop Smoke. We got the Barrage, Quavo, Pornhub. And then we got some Minneapolis news that I wanted to talk about. And then we got who's going in the 2020 NFL draft. Y'all know I'm a sports head, so I have to give y'all a little something.
Right, right. Yeah, you're going to have to. Matter of fact, some people are asking me to do a little bit of sports stuff. And stuff like that. They want to hear me do some live commentary, things like that. So I'm glad you're going to tell the people about what's going on with some sports. Who knows? Maybe we'll go into that. Maybe we'll get some people be like, we want to hear some more sports talk. So if you do, let us know at monsterusradio@gmail.com. Put in the subject, put topics, more sports. Get it with Miss Unbelievable, because I don't know sports like she do. Don't judge me, fellas. Pray for me. I'm just saying.
Absolutely. I know. And so, you guys, I know he's talking about it. But the biggest thing, we will be doing a little bit of sports leading up to the Super Bowl. And we will be talking about the teams that are left coming up a little bit this week. So we will be doing a little bit of sports talk. He just don't know it yet. But we got to do a little bit. He just don't know it yet. He know now, but he didn't know it before.
Well, I'm glad you told me now, because you said any team other than the Vikings, it would have been click, boom,
no.
Call back. Your number
the Vikings,
has been
the
disconnected.
Vikings, they did not make this. They did not make the cut. They did not. But they did very well.
So that's,
they did very well.
So that's why we have no sports section. I'm petty. Shut up. So what? That's why we have no sports section. And we won't have one every time we get to the second round of the playoffs. Get it? I'm just saying, if you're a Minnesota fan, you got that. But yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll do all the way up to the second round of the playoffs, and then we're done. Okay? Okay, okay.
Yeah, that sounds like my Steelers, too. So we in the same boat. We're in the same boat. We're
yeah.
The same.
Did they even make, you know what? We're not going to do this right now. We're not going
to
do this.
They did not. They was in
the,
Steelers.
No. We're not
yes,
going to do this.
They got
no,
far,
not
but not that far this year. Okay, farther than what I thought. Now.
Right, they had a horseshoe season. Close, but not close enough. Get it?
Yeah, we could say that for both teams, you know? So let's just move it on,
right,
sir.
Right.
So,
right.
excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. What you say your name was? What you say your name was?
E-Monster.
Come here. Who? E-Monster who?
DJ E-Monster.
Oh, really? That's
yeah.
Your name?
Okay, you want me to say it right?
Okay. Yes.
Internationally known, DJ E-Monster. Now what?
Say it with the chest. Say it with the chest. I'm just saying it because, you know, it inflated for a second. But, you know, I'm thinking I need another throwback because I need to throw it back. Do you got one ready for me? What you say your name was?
Internationally known, DJ E-Monster.
Okay. You said it a little bit better. You said it a little bit better, but I'm really not believing you, so I don't really need to know. Can you really do throwback music, like right now? Like right now? Like right now? Play that right now?
Like right now? Right now?
Who you are? Like right now with an introduction. Little bit more spot, little bit more off when you do it though.
Ain't this
excuse
about
me? What's your name, boy? Ooh.
You must think I'm your buddy. I'm not your music soul child. The hell am I?
Pardon me, darling, if I alarm you, I don't mean to bother you. I just wanna get you to pause and slow your walk, so maybe we can talk and I can try to charm you. Just trying to find out who you are. I don't mean to come off like a telemarketer. I ain't no hood, no crook, no robber. I just want a part of your heart I can borrow sometimes. And maybe I can call you up. And maybe I can take you out. So let's exchange digits and later arrange visits. Either your face or mine, yeah. This a different type of commitment,
yeah.
I'm talking about a true friendship,
yeah.
Someone I can depend on and be down no matter what. Let me know if you're with it, cause girl. Off disrespectful on my convo is a little bit too sexual, but damn, it's incredible. Be more flexible, cause the context of this text is special. you won't bust. Wait, let me explain it. A buddy is an equal beneficial arrangement. A buddy is a buddy that don't be complaining with. His or her buddy ain't the buddy that came with
sometimes.
And maybe I can call you up.
Yeah.
And maybe I can take you out.
Yeah.
So let's exchange digits and later arrange digits. Either your place or mine, yeah. It's a different type of commitment.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a true friendship.
Yeah.
Someone I can depend on, if you're down no matter what.
Yeah.
Let me know if you're with it, cause girl, if you are my B-U-D-D-Y,
don't be shy,
no,
give it a try.
Yeah,
I could be your miss.
You can be my girl, I can't lie. Definition of a real buddy is
that one,
yeah.
Oh, right,
through the city with me. Together, there's no limit to what
we can do.
And once we in it, girl, it's all about
me and you.
So, baby, what you say?
Yeah,
hey,
some of y'all gonna go out tonight trying to find a buddy. Get it? I'm just saying. All right,
the best
so we bringing
to
it
have.
Back.
Them the best ones to have.
Mm-hmm. So we're bringing it back. We got our who's bumping who, who's getting fat. Let's see, what else do we got coming up tonight?
Well, I got this question. I was sitting back and I was like, I just want to know, ladies and gentlemen, have you ever been so attracted to someone you can actually feel it drive you insane? Have you? That's the question, have you? And then we're going to talk about some events going on, and then we're going to talk about some fashion tips, some places to go, things to do when it's cold and outside, so just some fun stuff, you know.
Okay, that's the stuff we got coming up. Stick with us. Don't forget, you can drop in, let us know what you got going on in your neighborhood, or you want to chime in on this who's bumping who, who's getting fat. Give your comments. You know the number, 563-999-3411, or you can hit us up on the Blog Talk chat if you're on your computer right now. Let's see, matter of fact, I'm going to type in here right now, welcome to the show. Exclamation points. So, who we got tonight? Who we clowning up first on this? Who's bumping who and who's getting fat, also known as the gossip lifestyle?
Okay, so, you know, I want to call this one dumb dumb. You just dumb dumb. Now, I don't usually call people dumb dumb, but this is the dumb dumb section. Friday Night Live. Rapper Pop Smoke arrested for transporting stolen Rolls Royce. Okay. Dumb dumb.
Hell?
So, yeah. Dumb dumb. So, rapper Pop Smoke, who features on Travis Scott's new album Jack Boys, is taking this title too far. According to federal agents who busted him for allegedly transporting a stolen Rolls Royce. According to the court documents, Pop Smoke was arrested Friday morning in New York on a federal charge of interstate transport of a stolen vehicle, specifically a 2019 Rolls Royce. Law enforcement tells Pop Smoke met the owner in November at an L.A. studio recording place and entered into a verbal agreement for Pop Smoke to use the car in an upcoming musical. In exchange, he would give the owner VIP treatment at a future show. Well, sources tell us that Pop Smoke didn't return the car the next day. When that didn't happen, the owner tracked the car to Arizona, then reported it stolen. Then the owner noticed the Rolls Royce was in Pop Smoke's social media post, Dum Dum, which located tagged in New York. The post has since been deleted. Our sources say Pop Smoke was busted at JFK after returning from Paris Fashion Week, and he was arraigned in Brooklyn. That's all I got to say.
You dumb dumb. Okay. Oof. I mean, the thing speaks for itself. But this is reason why people like me can't go into a place and use people's cars to be in videos. I'd rather personally use my own car. I don't care if it's raggedy. You dig? I let my first few videos have my raggedy car, and then when I get some money, then you see my good car. It's a statement. You dig? But I know that dude, he probably got fired. Pop Smoke just was popping smoke, took an advantage of a situation. You dig? Swindled the hell out of dude. Like, yeah, I want to use for videos. Like, he tracked it in Arizona. Then he tracked it in New York. Do you know the mileage on that Rolls Royce right now?
Yep.
He didn't get no deposit. It don't say nothing about no deposit.
Nope.
No.
Just VIP
treatment. I think we got two dumb dumbs in the building tonight.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? Let me use your Rolls. I'm not going to say that. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say I would have did the same
Mm-mm.
thing. I didn't just say that. Nope, I'm not going
to
say
you
that.
Because I would have to put the dumb dumb hat on you. Okay? You want the dumb dumb hat?
Call me a dumb dumb.
They want me to pass
it
to you?
Hell yeah, pass it to me. Come on. Come on. Come on. I'm going to roll that bitch. Show is all the windows down. Blowing good California dispensary. Or no, you know what? I'm going to Chicago. I'm supporting the brothers in Chicago. I'm blowing good Chicago dispensary. You know, I'm just saying.
And I'm moving on.
But
so.
No, I got one more thing, though. I got one more thing. Kind of,
what, dumb dumb?
You know what? Just go ahead then, pimpin'. Just go ahead. I got to be all that. Go ahead then. Go on with your little segment. Player.
You show? You got
go on, player. I did not just say it.
I'm going. Yeah. Hey. So Barack Obama is Michelle's My Star. Happy birthday, baby. So they do this really, really, really cute photo picture. And Barack delivered a lovey-dovey happy birthday message to his wife for all the world to see. And this isn't relationship goals. What is, ladies and gentlemen? The former president wished the former lady a happy birthday, sharing adorable black and white photo booth pics. He captured it in everything, "You are my star," and added an empathetic happy birthday, baby. Barack showed his wisdom by revealing her age, but for the record, Michelle's celebrating her 56th birthday today. Her birthday caption caps off a great week for the Obamas. A documentary film they produced, American Factory, landed them an Oscar nomination. The couple also spent most of their holiday season fun in Hawaii, and Barack was named the most admired man in 2019. Nevertheless, happy birthday, Michelle, from Monsters Radio, the Monstar Radio.
Yes, happy birthday to the Obama family. You dig? But I'm going to keep it 100. Brock, you making us all look bad, bro. You on the shits right now, bro. You're making us all, you on the shit right now, bro. I'm just saying. So I'm going to find some holes in this goddamn start. That's what I'm going to do.
First of all,
I don't think it's as beautiful. I don't think the whole thing is as beautiful as you made it sound with your elegant sounding ass. You did? I think
Barack probably got in trouble when he put her age out there. You could have just said happy birthday, did the extra sweet shit. Now she looking at me like, really? Did you just put my age out there? You could have just said happy birthday. He probably got stolen.
Is somebody hating?
I'm just saying.
Is somebody got panties in
I'm
a bunch today? You hating?
I'm
you hating right
I'm
now?
The whole,
don't hate on him
can I
showing
can
admiration
I
for his
can
wife.
I speak?
Nah, you doing? You going
can
down
I
the
speak?
Wrong line? Go ahead.
Can
go ahead.
Speak?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Can I speak? See, this is why women can't be president.
I said, go
now,
ahead.
So, another flaw in this story right here. Another flaw in this story. How you going to take her to Hawaii, bruh? That's where you from, bruh. So, you took her to the hood, bruh? You took her to Hawaii?
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, I would have took you to Thailand somewhere. Somewhere else. You dig? I would have took you to Minneapolis. You dig?
She been here, too.
Saying. I'm just
she done been all around the world.
You being petty.
You always
you
go back
petty.
Home.
You on
you
Team
always
Barack.
Go back
you on
home.
Team Barack.
Absolutely.
It is what
all
it
day.
Is. So,
come on through,
fellas,
come on through, Barack.
She's talking about, so when fellas, when the ladies be talking about, I want that Barack treatment, you throw that in their face. Yeah, okay, I'm going to put your age out here, and then I'm going to take you over north somewhere for your birthday.
Put my age out there because I like my age.
Shit.
I'm happy about
it's
how I
shit.
Am. And I like my little photo booth photos. Those is fun, and I got a couple. How about that? How about that?
You got
they
a
work.
Big ass forehead.
Maybe.
Now what? Anyways. So what else we got? Now what
Ooh,
else we
okay.
got?
Okay. This is why people get punched in the throat. Throw punches in Paris Club. Now you know me, right? Exactly. You know me, right? Okay.
I ain't afraid to fight a girl.
Quest.
I've been beat up by four of them before.
Okay.
I'm telling you, don't test me.
Don't. Y'all about to hear the in a few minutes.
What else we got?
What we got? Quavo went up. Come on. Quavo went on a warpath. It's at a parents' club, unleashing his anger and a few punches on staffers and a famous dancer with ties to Beyonce. The Migos rapper showed up to Millot nightclub Thursday after an after party. The event was a celebration for Offset's Paris Fashion Week show, but a witness tells us Quavo arrived after Offset and Cardi had already left. We're told security working the party didn't realize Quavo was Quavo and stopped him at the entrance. The witness says that when one of the dancers from Les Twins, who toured with Beyonce, stepped in and told security to let Quavo inside, once Quavo got inside, was clearly pissed and struck a staff member. You can see the video. He got so angry, he even punches the Twins dancer who was trying to help him. Cops were not called to the club, and Quavo didn't say much either. And Offset, his fashion show was out without a hitch, and Cardi B's Offset was most talked about. So basically, smash hits all around, and her outfit to me was hideous. However, she looks like a throwback cat woman with something on her head. I will definitely put it in the Monsters Radio page, and y'all can tell me what y'all think. I think it's hideous, but that's just me.
Right. I think Quavo went out like training day in there. Like, what? Y'all can't do this to me? I'll make a record about all y'all. I knew this was going to happen. I swear. Honestly, I thought Quavo was going to try to run off with Cardi. Like he ran off with Chris Brown.
Wow.
Girl. But I knew this was going to happen. Why? Think about it. First of all, who's the other dude in Migos? I'm not talking to you Migos fans. Other people who's not me. Exactly. Who the hell? Before this, really, somebody had to tell you Offset's name. Was his name Onset or is it Offset? Before that, it was all Quavo. Quavo. Migos, Quavo, and the Migos. Yeah, that's how it really was.
Mm-hmm.
It was Quavo and the Migos. Soon as fucking Offset got with Cardi, you ain't heard nothing about Quavo. Quay who?
You see somebody had to vouch for him. He was in that bitch like, wait, I'm Quavo. You like Quavo? Cardi B already left. No, Quavo, not Cardi. I'm Quavo. I'm his first girlfriend. Let me stop. I'm Quavo. So then he got the stealing on people. You don't know Quavo? He must have thought he was in there with Joe Budden or something. I don't know. He got the swinging on everybody.
Okay.
Let me save your little soul.
You just talking about everybody, Jesus. Let me just save your little soul. Let me just save your little soul. Okay, we gonna go to the next, huh? You petty. This one about to, y'all hold on to your britches and your panties, because this about to, he really about to be petty with this one. Okay, Pornhub sued.
Friday night now, oh, nobody no money.
Pornhub sued. You make it hard for the deaf to enjoy. Don't, let me finish. Pornhub's VP tells TMZ, we understand that a person is suing Pornhub for claiming we deny the deaf and hearing impaired access to our videos. While we do not generally comment on active lawsuits, we would like to take this opportunity to point out we do not have a closed caption category. Pornhub has shut one man out of enjoying his favorite naked vids to their fullest potential and violating federal laws in the process, so he filed in this class action lawsuit. The man is suing the popular porn site, claiming to deny the deaf and hearing impaired access to his videos that others can easily enjoy. According to the docs obtained by TMZ, Siri says a lack of closed caption violates the rights under the Americans with Disabilities Act. The guy says the deaf and hearing impaired can't understand the audio portion of the videos on the website. Some of the titles says he watched was completely lost on dialogue, hot step aunt babysitters, disobedient nephew, sexy cop gives witness to talk, and daddy 4K. Allison comes to talk about money to her boys and naughty father. Wait, there's more. He says he's those in similar situations would shell out dough for Pornhub's premium subscription, but calls it pointless without closed caption priorities. He's suing to get Pornhub to be inclusive and add captions plus damages. We reached out to Pornhub for comments. No word back. It's sort of like buying Playboy for the article.
They probably said something back. He just didn't hear it. Oops. Well, first of all, on this one right here, I mean, people with disabilities, they want to be treated the same, right? That's their thing. They want to be treated like everybody else, right? Well, somebody need to kick him in his deaf ass. I mean, come on, man. I mean, how do you know what the damn, what it sounded like anyway? You know what it sounds like anyway. They could put blurt, 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 blurt. You don't know. So how are you complaining? You complaining about Pornhub. Come on, bro. Come on. I can't get the dialogue. You're not really watching Pornhub then, are you? We don't watch it for the dialogue. Come on, bro. Who are you talking to? I'm from the hood. You can't talk to me any other way. Get it? I'm from the neighborhood. You can't talk to me any other way. Come on, bro. And get the dialogue. I mean, what they going to do? Come on. I mean, all right, it is what it is. I mean, you could put, it's good, good. Is that really going to help you because you see it? You can't. Why don't you just read the lips, mother? I'm just saying. That's all she's saying. You can't read them lips? Come on, man. Now you got two pairs of lips to read and an extra eyeball. That's why y'all ain't entertainment. Come on, bro. I'm from the neighborhood. You can't talk to me any old kind of way. That's my new segment. Come on, bro. I'm from the neighborhood. You can't talk to me any old kind of way. All right. You want to give your comment on this deaf motherfucker putting his business out there? Am I talking about the titles he'd be looking up to. I mean, come on. Come on. I can hear this coming from down the street. You dig? I'm just saying, bro. You can't see. We finna pull your handicap sticker. You dig? Talking about pulling your ghetto card. We finna pull your handicap sticker. The hell wrong with you? Sorry, y'all. My bad. Don't judge me. Pray for me. Just remember, all the comments are of the host. They're not definitely the comments of Monster US Radio. And here's a number you can call if you have complaints and you want to complain about the things I say. If this is serious now, if you really want to complain, here's the number. It's 1-800. That's 1-800. These nuts. And make sure your ass hold on and hum for the whole 8. You dig? I'm just saying. Boop your 6-9, 6, the Kasha 9 looking ass. All right, what else we got over there? Oh, this who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? Friday Night Live podcast. I think I got some more music for y'all too. You know
Are
what?
You sure?
Let's do some more
sure.
music. Yeah. Yeah, let's play some more music. Because it's unbelievable. It's over there just in awe. Like, what? You're going to get us all fired. It is what it is. You dig? I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Y'all won tonight, y'all. I just let him go. What's your name? Excuse me. What's your name?
Internationally now. DJ E Monster. Check it out.
Let's
this
get
is
it.
Nia. It's some new music. It's called Like Whoa. That's what I'm on now. I'm feeling like whoa.
Like whoa.
No time to play, ain't got time for no friends. I'm getting no money. If you would stay, then play more for me. Riding for a class, son on there. Couple G in the stage for sure money. We chatting, they ain't about the action. We rolling and passing. Go for my team, middle ending the tragedy. Living like doing right, then he niggas is mad at me. Ooh, I got him mad, and I'm living so heavily. $1,000 shoe, just a flex on him. Had a post on the fence, nigga, they ain't ready for it. And it's in the game, you ain't had to check for it. And I ain't pulling up unless it's a check for me. So we living like whoa, we living like whoa. Everybody still when I walk. With my woes on the way to my show, dripping from head to toe, living my life like whoa. You cannot come for my crew, no. Enemies wanna be cool now, but I'm gone. I'm in my zone. No, we not cool, leave me alone. Wanna be me, but they clone. You can go, yeah. I'm most likely to break the rules. Whole lot of ice up on my juice. I gotta start spending so much on shoes. Been winning so much, so think I can lose. Leaving the bed just to pull up in a coupe. Got a coupe. Done it thirsty, cause I got a juice.
Young Nia. That's Y-O-U-N, or Young, N-I-Y-A-H. Call like, whoa. Hit her up. Let her know. Hey, mommy, we heard your music on Monstrous Radio. Online, where the roar, where the underground artists are above ground, and they making quakes. Tonight, we bringing it back. We still got some more who's bumping, who's getting fat before security come home me up out of here.
We do. We do. And so this is sports time. Woo-hoo. So another member.
Oh, shit.
Oh, come on. Of the Moss family, Vikings. Oh, your ears perking up now? Will be aiming to make a name for himself in the NFL. And this one is coming off a stellar performance on college football's biggest stage. LSU tight end Thaddeus Moss, son of NFL legendary Randy Moss, announced on Twitter on Friday that he will forego his final season of eligibility and enter into the 2020 NFL draft. Come on, let's give him a head clap.
Yeah.
Moss caught five.
Okay.
Yeah. You okay? Moss caught five passes for 36 yards and two touchdowns in the LSU's 42-25 win over Clemson in the college football playoff national championship on Monday night in New Orleans. He hauled in 47 passes for 570 yards and four touchdowns during his junior season in Baton Rouge. He said, "I am blessed and humbled to address this to you. This season has been an amazing memory that has been created for a lifetime with a team of individuals I will never forget. Thankful for his teammates, my brothers for giving their all beside him, and he is going to ride the August dream come true." He is the ninth member of the LSU championship team to declare NFL draft. So the 6'3", 240 pounder from Charlotte is amongst a nice list of prospects. He's suspected to go early in the draft, so let's just see how he does. I'll keep y'all posted. Yes, yes, Randy Moss, hats off to you because everybody's kids ain't good, but yours is in the house. Good job.
Right. He's definitely going to make an impact in the league. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that he's doing big things, too. Now, I was going to make a joke, but you don't cancel that all the way out because he's thicker than his daddy. Get in. I was about to call him Randy Moe, but no, he definitely a mouse. Get in. I'm just saying.
He a big mouse.
500 yards
big,
in the game mouse. As a tight end?
Yeah.
And
Man,
I think his daddy, I could be wrong, but I think big mouse. You dig? I think the most he got, I'm speaking NFL, I didn't follow Moss too much during his, I followed him towards the end of his college. But yeah, I think the most he got in the game might have been like 300 to 400. So 500 in a game, that's to be respected. You dig? Hopefully the Vikings can pick him up. I think we need more offensive linemen. You dig? That's what I think we really need, a couple more. What we need is the Gophers, some of them Gopher offensive linemen. It is from the Minnesota Gophers. Their linemen are bigger than our whole front line. We need a couple of them dudes. You dig? That's where I think we need our most help is on that front line, protecting the quarterback and making it so Cook, I know Cook is an outside runner, but if they can make it where he can run inside and capitalize on that outside, the whole run game is going to change. It is, but cause right now Cook can't really go inside. They're not really pushing holes for him inside, where he can get to a second level. But,
stop,
you know.
Stop turning me on like you know something about football. Come ahead on. Keep
my
going.
Bad.
What?
My bad. Yeah,
keep going.
My bad.
I'm
a little monster.
Yeah, that's all you know.
Hey, I like. That's all I know.
Well, that's all for who's bumping who's getting fat. That's it. That's it. So let's move it on. That's it. That's all for tonight.
Okay. All right. So let's see, what else we got? I guess we can tell the people who sponsors the show, and you can give them a link on where they can find your book. So, you know, go ahead, let them know, you know, obviously the Soul of Me Speaks, the book, and you're the author. It's unbelievable. So, you know, just give them a little insight on some of the things with the book, the type of responses you've gotten, and where they can find it.
Oh, my gosh, the responses I have, is they say it's so inspirational. They want to know how did I even start writing the book, and what gave me the inspiration to do spoken word other than just a regular book. And to me, I explained it as like a waterfall falling out of me. And it's like the rainbow on every page to me. And so it's like breath of fresh air. It's like water when I write. And I write for inspiration to others so that they can feel and then they can release, because there's a journal. You could, my book is interactive. You can write and journal. Ooh, how that spoke to me. And so I have So Let Me Speaks 1, Volume 2, and a 30-day journal that's asking you thought-provoking questions that on a normal day you wouldn't ask yourself, that sometimes you got to stop and be like, have I? Haven't I? What? And you got to ask those questions to yourself. You can find my books at lulu.com. It's the So Let Me Speaks. And you could put it in a search engine, the So Let Me Speaks Volume 2 and the 30-day journal. You can Google me, and the So Let Me Speak will come up. So Let Me Speak Volume 2, they will give you an insert. And the 30-day journal, they'll give you an insert on Google as well. And you could purchase it at lulu.com. And they're a very reasonable price, and it's for you to inspire you to go for your dream.
Okay, so go check it out, because when you support that book, you support the show. So I think we got up next. Is it your would you what how does it go again?
Ooh.
Would you rather, or what would you do? Or?
This one I did it a little different. This is have you ever? So usually I do would you ever, and this day, tonight, I wanted to say, have you ever been so attracted to someone you can actually feel it driving you insane? Have that ever happened to you?
Why?
And while you're getting some music ready, I will read our next commercial, and you could get some music ready. This commercial is Monster U.S. Apparel. Tired of going somewhere special if someone has the same outfit as you? I hate that. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Worry no more. At Monster U.S. Apparel, they are producing high-quality gear and custom apparel to give you that high-quality fashion feel at a reasonable, and I mean reasonable price. Start your own clothing line or just get one self-expression shirt, pants, hat, jacket. Now, on Facebook, send us an email at monstersradio@gmail.com. We will have a rep contact you. So, send it out, and we got you. Stand out amongst the rest.
Right. Right, right. So, it's great for, like, if you got logos or you got an event, like an open mic or something coming up, you can make shirts with the flyer, stuff like that on top of it. Just get a hold of us, Monster U.S. Apparel. You can either get a hold of us on Facebook at Monster U.S. Apparel or send me an email at monsterusradio@gmail.com. Put in apparel. Give a brief little statement on what you're looking for, and I'll get back to you right away. So we're going to take a breather right quick, and then we're going to come back. And what's the question again there, Miss Unbelievable?
Have you ever been so attracted to someone you can actually feel it driving you insane?
Okay, that's what we're going to do. As a matter of fact, to set that question up, this right here is a guy we did an interview with earlier this week. If you're into reggae music, you're going to love this guy right here. This is Rude Kid, the reggae rap inventor. Check out our interview with him on Tuesday night on Takeover Tuesday. Just go to blogtalkradio.com. And put in the search engine Takeover Tuesday, and you'll find it. So check it out. This right here is called bomb.com. Okay. You've been attracted to some bomb.com. Don't be a rude boy.
Yes,
y'all. Call us up.
Rude boy. Yeah. Bomb.com. Bomb.com.
In Manila, fierce and shape, it's a killer. Nike or Fila, Galerilla. And that girl we ever seen at the villa.
Damn.
Yes, Tila, Galerilla, you really Rilla. Genuine drop like Tila. Get the thriller, you're no gorilla. You're no gorilla, you're no gorilla. So way you in awe. That me now, dinner, ends, bends, bimmer. The sim simmer, pass me the key to your pillar. Girl, you're not your time, MC. Boy, I'm a guy, the bomb that come. Damn. Yes, and your shape and the bomb that come.
Yeah.
You are on the place, you're the bomb that come. Beautiful, you are, you're the bomb that come.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm a guy, the bomb that come.
Damn.
Yes, and your shape and the bomb that come.
Yeah.
You are on the place, you're the bomb that come. Beautiful, you are, you're the bomb that come.
You're so beautiful.
Beautiful.
From your to your cuticle.
Cuticle.
You're so beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah, what are ya? Off the chain on the wire. Take me a yard, tell me say ya. Me and I eat, body pump for ya. Pump for ya, pump for ya. Anytime, me see ya in a maya. You wanna fry ya, me and a liar. Whatever you are selling, you know me at the buyer. If you on the world, then you know me at the fire. So announce to the world, pon a flyer. Zero kids, just retire. Turn in my place, God, I do me wire.
Me wire, me wire.
Now let's talk about the bomb bomb and see if you fit the description.
Gription.
Something like 21 for Cian.
Yeah.
Tell me if you're ready for the first one. The bomb right, the bomb never wrong, check. The bomb hype, the bomb hype long, check. The bomb tight like a brand new song, check. The bomb the like, no brand new one,
yeah.
Just the sight of the bomb make you weak. And the touch make you strong,
check.
Anywhere you go, them want to go long, check.
Focus it on the one, but come on, yeah.
From your other bomb, then come sing along,
check.
From your see a bomb, then come sing my song,
check.
And the gal where I say, just call her the bomb,
yeah.
Check. The bomb, the bomb, the bomb that come,
yeah.
The bomb that come, fierce on your shape and the bomb that come. You are on the place, you're the bomb that come. Beautiful, you are, you're the bomb that come.
Damn.
Who I am, you're the bomb that come.
Damn.
Fierce on your shape and the bomb that come.
Damn.
You are on the place, you're the bomb that come. Beautiful, you are, you're the bomb that come.
Susan, you know you are the bomb.
Yeah, man, Lisa.
Sharon, you know you are the bomb.
Yeah, man.
In a Jamaica, bomb that come.
Bomb.
Washington, girl, them are that come.
Yeah,
and the girl, them who know them are the bomb. Atlanta, you know them are the bomb.
Atlanta.
All over them are bomb that come.
All over.
You got me. Bomb that come.
Check it, man. Check it.
Damn, man. I ain't see it right. Let's do it again, man.
All right. It's unbelievable. Bomb.com. Jay-Z B. Bomb.com. E monster, don't even say it. We're bringing it back. We're gonna bring it back. So I let her know the question again one more time. Let's see, we got 8 minutes to run through it. What we got?
Have you ever been so attracted to someone you can actually feel it driving you insane?
Damn, that's a good question. I'm going to have to say, yeah. And I'm talking about somebody I didn't even know. You dig? I'm just saying. I used to be on some bullshit. You dig? In my younger days, I'm not going to lie. I used to be on some bullshit. You dig? There was like this chick at work. She was fucking beautiful. Oh, my God. She was just, I don't know what it was. Just her aura, just whenever she came around, it just made me feel good. You dig? But she didn't see me. No. She had one of them muscular buff ass boyfriends and shit. Da 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 da. And I used to get mad, like me and her was really kicking it. You're like, fuck him. Da da da. You did? I told you I was on the shit when I was younger. But yeah. She was just so pretty. I was just like, yeah, I ain't gonna talk to you because you talked to him and he looked nasty. You dig? I was just being pretty.
Wow.
But yeah. So I have to say yeah. Don't judge me, pray for me. But yeah, I have. What about you?
I have. For me that's so rare because I was such a person who was always that girl who I'm the treasure, I'm the prize. You know what I'm saying? So for me to so it was like, oh, it's a you know, you want it. Like, so for me to actually be attracted to someone that I was more because I was like, I love myself, but man, yes, I thought crazy thoughts. I made up stuff in my head. I would say things that didn't even happen, or picture things in my head that didn't even happen, and I was like, wait, that didn't happen. So yeah, which was really weird because it was new, and I was like, I'm going crazy. And like, if he would talk to somebody, I'd be like, or some girl would say something to him, and he wasn't like the type with that kind of guy who would, you know, step out on nobody, but Lord Jesus, I was just like jealous for whatever reason. Just jealous. I was like, don't even look his way. Like, stop. But girls, turn your eyes. Like, I want to go punch somebody who, you know, was like 5 feet. I'm like, you need to scoot back some. And I never been like that. You know, I always been that girl, Shakira. Mm-hmm. I ain't got to worry about. But for whatever reason, this person has me, had me so insecure about me. Like, wait, I'm checking myself. So, yeah, it's so weird. It's a weird feeling, you get to doing just dumb stuff, saying dumb stuff, talking dumb stuff, and it's like you get to ask the question: did you, nigga, I put my dollar in? Did you just do that? And he look at you like, what? No, what? What are you talking about? So you were like pick fights, and your imagination would take you places where it ain't got no business taking you. But that's your insaneness and your jealousy and your feelings and your liking, and you don't know how to deal with all those. Yeah, driving you insane. Make you say stuff and do stuff you wouldn't usually do. And then you equate it as love, and then now you're really confused.
Mm-hmm. She said, making up stuff. Yeah, he was driving your ass a little insane. All right. Now, we usually got to, we almost at the end of the show. Now, usually we try to squeeze in what some events that's going on. I know there was one that called in on Takeover Tuesday. That's going on right now. You want to explain a little bit about that before we get up out of here?
Yep, it's Queen's Paint. It's at the Unity. It's at the Northside Economic Opportunity Network. It's going on right now. Her ticket was on sale at Eventbrite. I don't know if they're still open. It started from 7 to 10. You possibly can pay at the door. And then there was another thing that was going on Sunday, January 19th, there's the 39th Annual Martin Luther King Jr. Tribute Concert. And then there's the bowling, the Camel J Bowling on Monday. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's a Martin Luther King.
There's some events.
Weekend.
Right. Yeah, because we got, what, Black History coming up next month.
Yes.
Okay. So, all right, let's see.
So, yeah.
We got like 2 minutes. All right, well.
2 minutes.
Let's see. Anything
else
you want
to what they should wear.
Put out there?
You know what
okay,
you should wear tonight on this cold, cold night? On this cold, cold night? A long fur jacket in the house with your man. That's it. And that's all I have for you today. And take it off.
She said, wear some lingerie that we talked about on Wet, Wet Wednesday and stay your ass in the house. Well, I'm going to say, if you do go out, I like themes sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes, you know, I like dressing up maybe like an old school gangster or something. So, because it's so cold outside, I say dress up like how the Russians do in them 007 movies. You dig? With a big furry coat. Get you a faux furry coat. Some furry boots. You dig? Get you a cool ass hat. Nice chain. A dress shirt. And you'll be all right. You dig? I'm just saying. Dress like
again,
some kind of...
You still on shenanigans? You still on shenanigans? You still on shenanigans? Jesus. Don't listen to him. Don't do that.
Right.
You're going to get laughed out the club. You're going to get laughed out the club wherever you're sitting at, unless you over in somewhere that's got a Russian theme. you better put on some nice pants and a nice sweater shirt or some, you know, boots or something to keep yourself warm, or some Kims, some jeans, and a nice dress shirt. Come on, let's keep it. Let's keep it. Seriously, if you are going to step out. Really? You want them hurt? Imasa.
I'm just saying. I'm telling you, dog.
I
know. I'm telling you, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you, music. Thank you. Good night. Oh, don't try to put it back on. Good night. Don't you do it. Good
Look
night.
Look at God.
Yes. Thank you. Check it out on Monday.
It's Monday. Right. It is what it is.
Well, we're going to be clowning again. We out of here. Hey, why? Have a good night. Be safe, y'all. Whatever y'all doing.